The book of Ezra gives the account of the return of the Jews to their homeland after 70 years of exile in Babylonia. One of the first things they did on arriving at Jerusalem was to set up the altar of burnt offerings in its former place, among the ruins of the temple, and the service of the Lord was resumed for the first time since the fall of Jerusalem. The following year, the Jews began to rebuild the temple, in keeping with the decree issued by Cyrus, king of Persia. A solemn assembly was held as the work began. But when little more than the foundations had been laid, the builders were ordered to stop work. The local inhabitants of the country, the Samaritans, opposed the Jews and frustrated their plans at the court of the kings of Persia. So the rebuilding of the temple was delayed until the second year of King Darius. Discouraged, the men of Judah neglected the house of God and busied themselves with their own affairs. So God no longer blessed the land. 16 years later, the Lord sent two prophets to urge the people to resume work on the temple. Their message was heard, and in 520 BC, the second year of the reign of Darius the Great, king of Persia, the governor of the Jews and the high priest, with all the men of Judah, resumed work on the house of God. Encouraged by the prophets, the Jews worked hard and the building progressed well. The walls, built with large cut stones, were rising rapidly, and the timber work of cedar wood was already in place. The work was carried on with diligence and great care. But the governor of Trans-Euphrates and his associates, the Jews' enemies, wrote to King Darius to inform him of what was being done and to ask for the king's decision in the matter. On receiving their letter, Darius issued orders for a search to be made in the royal archives, and a scroll was found on which was written the decree made by King Cyrus concerning the temple in Jerusalem. So Darius wrote back, ordering the governor of Trans-Euphrates and his associates not to interfere with the work and to stay away from the building site. Moreover, they were to help the men of Judah with the expenses, which were to be paid out of the royal treasury from the revenues of Trans-Euphrates. And every day they were to give whatever was needed in the way of offerings and sacrifices, as requested by the priests, for the service of God at Jerusalem. The king also commanded that prayers be made and sacrifices offered for himself and his sons. Darius threatened anyone who changed the edict with a terrible punishment. On receiving this reply, the governor of Trans-Euphrates and his officials had no choice but to carry out the king's orders with diligence. So the Jews were able to continue building the temple, which was completed in the sixth year of King Darius. Then they celebrated the dedication of the house of God with joy. Hundreds of sacrifices were made, and the priests and Levites were installed in their divisions and groups for the service of God at Jerusalem, according to what was written in the book of Moses. On the 14th day of the first month, the exiles kept the Passover. For 7 days they celebrated the Feast of Unleavened Bread with praise and thanksgiving, because the Lord had assisted them in all they did, and had filled them with joy. After the dedication of the temple, 58 years went by, about which nothing is said in the book of Ezra. Dramatic events, however, which are told in the book of Esther, occurred during these years in the Persian Empire. But for the grace of God, these events would have had terrible consequences for the Jewish people. Next episode, the book of Esther.